ahead.
There are many valid ones. That is a very valuable journal, which Wally sent to you. And he did not understand why it was so valuable. I watched the little one experience the story about the crystal skull, and I was amused. I was amused because I got her ahas. She knows about those things, and you know about those things, but you spend your time hiding from those things. The truth of the matter, and you know it is the truth, is that the living crystals are the central computer system, if you will. You use the crystals in your little watches, in your little computers. You even call the area of your state where computers are manufactured, Silicon Valley. And yet, you overlook the value of these wonderful, wonderful creations. These living organisms that hold within their data banks the entire of all. The skulls were created, and they are massive computer banks. Each one holds all, but each one is programmed to produce specific scenarios. There is so much to be opened up, and so much is lost in looking at the tiniest parts instead of the whole. Wally sent the magazine because it had an article on the harmonic convergence, which is of no consequence and no concern and not very much value. Oh, my brother. If I could just allow you to open your minds and see it all, because it is all there. In its magnificent whole, it is all there. And even experiencing on our plane, our dear little sister puts her hands over her head and wishes to leave the room. Ah, so much growing to be done. So much growing to be done. I can only assure you that it will be accomplished. The funds will be coming. It is very difficult for those who have been misleading and have worked almost as diligently at misleading as they have in accomplishing while they run about in their fog of ignorance. But the wherewithal for these projects will be forthcoming. And this little one has to learn to look beyond. And I'm being severe. I am not reprimanding. I am simply being severe. She must listen and she must heed. For her conscious mind even though she tries to turn it off, is in such confusion about it. She wants us to produce proof for all of those ones around. You see, she can accept, but she wants proof for all those others around who question. And you must have her listen to this carefully, for she will not know of it. And I'm careful not to call her name, because each time I call the label, she responds. But you must make sure she hears this very carefully. And for you, you must understand that when she begins to have feelings that she believes do not correspond with yours, she reacts in a very guilty manner, that she should not feel differently. When she does not wish to have her life cluttered with those who would use her, she feels guilty. She must outgrow it. She feels she should be open for everyone, and it makes her feel guilty on a conscious level to know that she is not feeling that way. It is all right to feel any way one wishes. It is her experience. And the thing the two of you as separate energies must always strive to do is to communicate these matters and arrive at a joint conclusion. For if one feels one way and one another, then no matter what comes to be is not suitable for one or the other and causes conflict. Do you wish I would discuss this further, or is this sufficient? I do not want to lay a heavy hand. These are things which you must learn to put aside so that you can be open for the bigger things. It is time for the two of you to begin compiling some data, restructuring some of the things which have occurred. You should begin to document some of those things which come back into your attention. But you are chosen ones. And there is a need for information which is given to you to be dispersed to others, because you will receive information that we do not give to others.
I think that's the next item on the list. Disbursement of information regarding what we know of the council's decisions.
That information should be dispersed. Tweeta will write a book. She knows she has been at the meetings. But her job is not to disperse on a small scale these messages to these ones in this circle. Hers is a different job. Let me use as an example our beloved Gabriel Green. Our commander, Ashtar, speaks with him frequently. But you see, Gabriel Green's conscious acceptance does not allow him to always hear the facts. You will disperse these bits of information that I give to you, because there are ones like Gabriel Green who actually await that input from you in order to confirm his own receiving mechanism. Unless someone inquires of him, he will not share that information because he does not yet trust his own receiving mechanism. He would likely tell you that yes, I heard that too. But he would not be the one to spread that information to those who question. And he needs to hear it from you, because he has been informed that there are things that will come through the two of you. You see, I do not meet with others on the same level on which I meet with the two of you. I do not know how to explain the relationship so that you understand it. You are my hands. I am not functioning as one of the spiritual hierarchy. I call them in and they are my guides. But we have a job to do. And there will be a time when you are my technical spokesman. Comprehensively, my technical spokesman. This is simply part of the training period. There are many others who could disperse the information about the council meeting and have. But you will find that those of your circle understand the line of command. And they're waiting to hear from you. You do not have to send them 20 pages of my words. Simply send them the one page on the status. The teachings are wonderful, and there will be a time when you might have a little newsletter or something also. You should share what you have time to share. Do I make myself clear? This is a point that I do not wish misunderstood.
There is a conflict, Anton. Whenever we do such a mailing to provide information to those of our circle, We do get a response from some, and occasionally several, indicating, causing, if you will, our having to be prepared to do a further response. And so each one of those informative mailings that we might do creates additional desires on the part of those in our circle to come closer and see for themselves what's happening here. I know you sense my confusion about how the best way to proceed is. I would, on the one hand, reduce the mailings as much as possible, and on the other, I feel a great responsibility to allow those of our circle to be as well informed as we are, and as ready to do their job later on, when it's time. But it's a balancing act to keep them informed and at the same time not draw them so close that they do usurp our time. I suppose the solution to that problem is to keep them as informed as best we can, but to continue to try to hold them at a distance so that they don't use too much of our time. Your turn.
What happens is that we try to fulfill the needs of these other ones. And for a while, that is always good. It would behoove you now to be more discerning. You know within your inner self the ones which will be takers and usurpers of your time, and those which are honestly seeking growth in their spiritual manner. If you carefully meditate over the responses that you receive, you will know the ones who will sincerely benefit this project against those who are playing their own personal games at your expense. Wally McPherson, as a for instance, is a very dedicated spiritual energy, desperately seeking his niche. On a personal level, yes, searching. But he would not be a burden. You must weigh, for instance, the two energies, the two requests as they come to you, those of Wally McPherson, for instance, and those of Jenny Gallo. Both are dedicated, both are searching, both are quite desperate to find their place. Were you to be able, which you cannot because you do not know, what is intended for Wally McPherson, and I will not tell you, for that is his business. But we have even, for your own growth, We have told you what is planned for those ones in New Jersey. And they only come back wanting more. More and more and more. Do you not see the difference? Can you see the difference?
Yes. And feel it.
You feel the dread when the phone rings. And it is one of those from New Jersey. You do not wish to respond. Little one really wants to go and hide. And once again, where's the guilt around her neck? Now I'm going to tell you how to solve the problem of the ones in New Jersey. And we will see if you hear me. I will give you no further personal information for those ones. They have been told how to make contact. And you may simply tell them that I have informed you that you are far too busy on the project to give them further personal guidance. And that is true because I will give you no further personal information. If their contribution is being made to the program as a whole, the project, the network, or to the movie, if it has to do with the project, I will most surely give you more insight to share with them. You are to share those things regarding the council meeting and the status of the earth. And those types of information. I will repeat, I am not in the fortune-telling business. And they are lazy, and they want to play, and they want to play with the ones they feel are more advanced, so that they can grow without effort. So I have just now withdrawn personal information from you to that group. If it seems harsh, that is unfortunate. Now the one MacPherson, he is needed. They're both needed, he and his friend. Jim is a very weak energy in his consciousness, in his human form. He is a strong and precious energy in his advanced form. They would make an extremely strong, positive team for our project. Their activities on the day-to-day basis of conscious existence have trained them to be very useful as we move forward. They need not be concerned where they are. They're comfortable there because they know at such time as is necessary, they will be removed. And their commanders will see to it that they're at the right place at the right time. Their commander will see to it that they are experiencing a trip away from that area, or they will simply be removed. They are quite safe, and they are very necessary. And they need to have these bits and pieces shared with them. There are those that have been placed there as your mentors. That one beloved Thedra. Tawita is your peer. She needs the confirmation just as you do. That one, Gene Hendrickson, needs the confirmation, the sharing, the relief of knowing that what they are receiving is also being received by other ones with whom we work. Each is becoming more and more aware that you have been singled out as my major contact. Because that is the way it is. And the same qualities that make you so vulnerable also make you so valuable. But I must come first. And your God must come first, above all. The little ones that are within your tiniest circle must be held close, but they're only one or two. Who will bother to even read if you give it to them? The only one that needs a written dissertation, if you will, is that one Diane. The precious energy gene has to have it from you. And he gets it from you. But it is not the state of the earth that they are concerned about. It is the state of the parents. And their fear that you are being hoodwinked. They will see. It is part of their growth too. Diane has a much different purpose. She will be used in the training of some of these other ones. She will come into her awakening. And it will be through a great deal of painful experiences. As will the dear one, Annie. Those are not things with which to concern yourself. Leave them be. They will find their way. And do not continue to send great bundles of things to these ones who do not ask. You are wasting your time. They will not read it all. And if they do, they will only pick and choose the things that refer to them personally, because that is natural. They have not grown far enough to weed the grain from the chaff. And you have not grown far enough to weed the grain from the chaff. We have been given an extraordinary gift for the first time in existence, and that is to interfere to a little larger extent in the operations of your earth. That is the grain. You must go within your inner self and meditate on these things. The chaff needs consideration. But make sure it is always maintained in its proper place. And now that I have been the severe teacher, what else is on the little one's list?
Take an easy one.
I would like an easy one.
She wants to know what those Dimensional Life Programs tape sets are for.
There will come a time when those sets are in such demand that you will not be able to reproduce them rapidly enough to meet that demand. And that is not in the far distant future. It is just another evidence that there is lack of comprehension on the part of you precious, precious brothers. There will be nothing in more demand than those things which come from this place in what you call your future. Those were necessary, and those were a gift from that one Paul.
While he was here, Gene inquired if we might talk with Paul at some point. Is that a useful thing to do in the presence of perhaps Chuck and Diane and Gene?
No. It is not useful and it is not appropriate at this time. Dharma meets with that one called Paul. That one called Paul in his energy form is one of her guides. He is also one of yours. He does not choose to participate on that level at this time. And it is easy enough for these energies to come. Please, I would recommend that you never, never ask that a spirit manifest. It is different, this kind of communication. And I believe that if that energy came through, I think it would be extremely difficult at this time for this instrument to detach herself enough, because she is still the earth mother of that one who took his life. And on the conscious earth level, she cannot detach from that. On this level, they are extremely, extremely happy. And for the time being, Oberle, I would leave that alone. You can contact him anytime you wish. He will be the most valuable contact that you will have when you move into the technologies that are intended for you.
I feel contented to wait.
His brother will find that to be true. He will be working very, very closely with that one called Chuck. And you will have to work very closely at that time with that one called Chuck, because it's going to be very difficult for that one Charles to grow above the things that he has openly expressed, because in his heart he felt like a father and that somehow he failed. And now I'm going to have trouble with the channel again, so let's, if you would not mind, let us change.
Yes, we had a question from Wally that would be, I believe, most helpful. And is very much removed from these personal things. I'd like to read you his question. He says, why don't the masters from India, who are now incarnate, make much of the Space Brothers, Earth Changes, New Age thing? They seem to ignore it or treat it as an entanglement of Maya. Is this only their public stance or something?
I'm not hesitant in answering you. I'm hesitant because I'm trying to adequately answer you. It is not that they have a lesser interest or feeling about it. It is that they are far advanced in their spiritual development. They have taught, because it is so, that Earth is a karmic, it is a school, simply a school, a place to experience. The thrust has always been a spiritual, there is no death type of teaching, which is true. They have not wished to become involved. And this is why it is so difficult to answer your question. The facts are, we are all simply one. This is simply one more illusion to be experienced. They have chosen the spiritual, simply move into another dimension. They give credence, they give assistance to we who would, let us say, evacuate your planet. That job has been assigned to we of the galactic fleets. And we have chosen to work through ones mainly within the United States. There are other places where we have bases, if you will, for lack of a better descriptive term. I'm having difficulty expressing myself in your language. The center, as I have said before, will be where you are. That is just the way it is. There will be bases there will be cells, is the way I prefer to describe them. Power cells, receiving terminals, sending, transmitting centers for our purposes scattered throughout your planet. And they will all be interconnected. But the masters, as you call them, from those other areas are dealing primarily and almost exclusively with the spiritual. Let us put it this way. Our beloved commander-in-chief, if you will, if you were talking about a military structure, is that one, Jesus, Sananda. Sananda is an overall powerful term that applies to that Christ purity, that Christ energy. It is an all-inclusive term of those who have reached that marvelous dimension of being one in that Christ ray, that golden ray which represents the Christ. Sananda is that inclusive term and would represent those that could be Buddha, could be Krishna, and most certainly is that one Jesus. But even Jesus had many names, depending on the dialects, the languages of those referring to that one. So very often the identification comes of Jesus Sananda, or Buddha Sananda, or Krishna Sananda. It is a descriptive term of the golden light, the golden ray. It has gotten very confused with that which you of the planet call Christianity, which as it is termed on your planet has nothing to do with Christianity. Those masters are very, very Christian in their beliefs and in their behaviors, but they are very anti-Christian, as is defined on the face of your planet. And I know that you understand the difference, even if my words are not adequate. Theirs is a project of spirituality, as is the major thrust and project of our ones, Buddha and Jesus. Ours, I, Hatan, our project is one of balancing your planet and evacuation, should that become necessary. And we have chosen to work through you ones. They do not understand in those places. The masses of people do not understand, and their vibration levels are extremely low. It would appear, because so many of the masters came from those particular places, that the energy, the vibration levels would be extremely high. But they have been such followers, such volatile conscious energies, that they go through their rituals and their density is so very, very solid. Their vibration level low. It is that we have a more receptive group within your country. And there are other spots, but they are very isolated. There are places in Africa that have high vibration, but the density of that place is incredibly low. Heavy. They react. They do not respond. They simply react. But that is why they are there. They are also a balance. That is why there will be so few who really, actually move into the time of radiance. And the masters that have manifested